Measures global climate targets. To minimize the climate change caused by human activities, political organizations are also called upon to make a contribution to the climate transition with recommendations, laws, or binding targets. The United Nations, with 193 member states, is playing a pioneering role here, but the European Union is also making efforts, changes towards CO2 neutrality. UN Global Climate Targets, Paris 2015. The Paris Agreement was adopted by the UN member states in 2015 and has the long-term goal of limiting the increase in the global average temperature to well below 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. This means a reduction in CO2 emissions from the current 47 billion tons to a maximum of 36 billion tons. It was also decided to make efforts to limit the rise in temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. To achieve this, CO2 emissions would even have to be reduced to 26 billion tons. The agreement also calls for the containment of greenhouse gas emissions, adaptation to climate change, and the provision of financial resources for developing countries. The Paris Agreement requires participating countries to set and regularly review their own national climate targets. These targets, known as Nationally Determined Contributions or NDCs, include each country's specific actions and commitments to reduce emissions and adapt to climate change. However, with most countries lagging behind their imposed targets, many countries, including the EU, the US, and China, have revised or announced improvements to their climate targets. According to analysts, however, even the revised targets will not be enough to meet the 1.5 degree target. The international community plans to become climate neutral by 2050. However, experts are currently forecasting that greenhouse gas emissions in 2030 will be twice as high as they are likely to be to achieve the 1.5 degree target. Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The UN has set 17 Sustainable Development Goals, several of which are directly related to climate change. These goals include measures to combat climate change, ensure a sustainable energy supply, protect the oceans, and preserve ecosystems. The SDGs are a comprehensive framework that encompasses various aspects of sustainable development, including climate protection. Climate finance. The UN promotes the provision of financial resources for developing countries to help them implement climate protection measures and adapt to climate change. This includes a pledge by industrialized countries to provide $100 billion in climate finance annually and the promotion of mechanisms to mobilize private finance for climate action. International cooperation. The UN promotes cooperation among countries to address climate change. This includes sharing best practices, transferring technology, and supporting capacity building in developing countries to help them address climate change. Green Deal for Europe. The EU has launched the European Green Deal, which provides a roadmap for a climate-neutral and sustainable economy by 2050. The main objective is to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the EU while promoting sustainable growth and green jobs. One of the EU's core objectives is to be climate neutral by 2050. This means that greenhouse gas emissions in the EU should be reduced to such an extent that they can be absorbed or otherwise compensated for by the natural absorption capacity of ecosystems. The EU has updated its targets for 2030 and is now aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% compared to 1990 levels. There are also specific targets for renewable energies and energy efficiency. The EU has established a just transition mechanism to ensure that the transition to a carbon-neutral economy is equitable and inclusive. This includes supporting regions and communities affected by the transition to create new jobs and economic opportunities. Climate debt. Climate debt refers to the debt owed by industrialized countries to developing countries for the damage caused by their disproportionate contribution to climate change. Historical global emissions of greenhouse gases, largely from developed countries, pose a significant threat to developing countries, which are less able to cope with the adverse effects of climate change. Both the UN and the EU place a strong focus on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, promoting renewable energy, improving energy efficiency, and adapting to climate change. They also rely on international cooperation to address climate change on a global scale and provide financial support to developing countries. These goals are continually reviewed and updated to meet the changing challenges of climate change.